I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Prime's exclusive wildcard playoff game is Saturday night. Jordan Love and the Packers take on Caleb Williams and the Bears. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game.
That's going to be caught for the touchdown.
NFC North rivals square off in the latest chapter of the NFL's oldest feud. The Packers and Bears in Prime's exclusive wildcard playoff game. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, fast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Ben Johnson, who's going to be the guy that is the engine of everything on Saturday night. Ben Johnson's first playoff experience in Detroit came 2 years ago. If you remember, the Lions at that time had gone 32 years since their previous playoff victory. They only had one in the history of the franchise, and it had come in the early 90s. And Ben Johnson was part of that game 2 years ago when the Lions were playing at home in front of a revved up crowd and a fan base that knew what was on the line. They were also welcoming back Matthew Stafford as the opposing quarterback to come into their building. There's an environment to that. I did ask Ben about that earlier this week. Here's what he had to say.
It was a big one for a number of reasons. You know, the home crowd was electric that night. You know, and that was, of course, Stafford coming back. That added a little bit more intrigue to it as well. So, you know, that one came down to the wire, but, you know, those guys played well, and, you know, that was huge for that organization and that city to get that win.
You're locked in, but what are you most eager about in taking this organization into the playoffs this week with the stage that you'll have Saturday night?
Yeah, well, I mean, this was the vision from the beginning. Was to have some home playoff games, you know, at Soldier Field. And so was really excited about that opportunity and to see that come to light here this year. Big credit to our guys. You know, I kind of talked about a little bit yesterday, you know, the fact that you win the division, that you're having home playoff games, that's huge. You know, it's why we do what we do. And now we've earned this opportunity and we got to make the most of it.
Grody, listening to that the first time, I was pretty struck by it. It strikes me even more the second time hearing it, because you can feel a little bit of pride from Ben Johnson and his ability to steer this team here so quickly. We sat in this very PNC Center last January when he said, you know, this is a team that can win and win now. And we all kind of gave each other a look like, yeah, real cool thing to say at the introductory press conference. You do realize this team had a 10-game losing streak, right? Like, this team is a mess right now. But Ben was convicted in that. And I think part of the reason that we are getting ready for Bears-Packers on Saturday night is because of Ben's ability to create a vision and then create urgency behind it.
You know, we talk so much about how Caleb Williams is built for these big moments. I feel like Ben Johnson is built for these big moments as well. Just with that poker face that he has, the intensity, the intelligence. We know what he's all about. You know, you've written more than just about anybody, Dan, about what this man is all about. So I think that he also is built for this particular moment.
Yeah, and I did write this week for The Athletic a sort of a piece exploring Ben's year one impact here in Chicago. I think you and I have both been around enough to realize that there's an accountability piece to this. The ability to get the players to respond to your demands has been a big part of this. It's one thing to set demands. It's another thing to get guys to follow it and then to hold them accountable if they don't follow what you're laying out. And then I think there's also, you know, the component of just understanding the type of football that Ben wants to play. I remember sitting with him at the owners meetings in Florida last spring. And you start to talk to him about his creativity as an offensive play caller. And he wants to talk more, Grody, about this is what a mauling running game looks like through my eyes. This is what I want to establish with a physical offensive line. And you start to realize that the wiring of this guy who's so intelligent and so innovative goes back to the roots of football. It's about being a hard-ass team in the trenches and then having a running game you can lean into. And so I think that's part of what Ben's magic has been here this year as well. I think you probably have felt that yourself over the last, you know, 10 to 12 months.
Yeah. And, you know, hopefully he is doing his best work right now, just like he promised that the players would be doing their best work by now. And, you know, I don't know. I'd certainly get the feeling, Dan, that after the Detroit, I mean, there's evidence of it, that after the Detroit loss, that that might have been the most angry Ben Johnson has been all year, and you know, with his team, and who knows what the locker room. I doubt there was a speech. Let's put it that way. I'll just say that. I doubt there was a speech from Ben Johnson to his players, especially the offense after that game against Detroit. So he is like, it was almost like, I mean, we keep talking about it. Maybe the Bears needed to lose that thing. I think that gave Ben Johnson his opening, as much as he loves good, better, best. It gave him the opening to maybe really give it to his team.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, bad, worse, worst, right? Like, just lay that out for them on Monday and then get the page turned. And I do just, I really have appreciated Ben's ability to create for his players urgency and direction. Like, there's no doubt they've responded to that level of intensity and that ability to kind of follow his lead on, no, this needs to get done today. You know, and I think it was Tyson Bagent who sort of described him as a guy who comes in the building with something to accomplish at all times, right? And you feel that. And he's gotten that. he's gotten that to rub off on his quarterback, which is where we'll transition next, because I do think Caleb obviously is going to play a huge role in this football game Saturday night. It was Ben who early in the week said he didn't need to really tell Caleb anything because he's built for this. And so then we had an opportunity when we got to talk to Caleb to ask him about being built for this and what exactly that means to him and his teammates. Here's a little bit of that exchange with QB1.
The game. And then from there, you go out there and make plays for your team. You understand that you don't have another game. But in my mindset, I go into it, it's another game. And go out there and go win a game.
When you hear your coach say you're built for these moments, what do you think you have within you that gives everyone around you that feeling?
Yeah, I think I am built for these moments. Mentality-wise, how I've worked, and so I've been in a bunch of big games before. And a bunch of big rival games. And so, in those moments and in these moments, I think I can provide a spark for the team. I think I can, do whatever my team needs me to do, whether it's stay in the pocket, whether it's run, whether it's scramble, whether that's, whatever, hand the ball off 30 times. and be energetic about it. Whatever it takes is where I'm at and where I'm going to be at for these next couple weeks, hopefully.
In what ways do you think this stage will be at all different from a big college game you played or a primetime game you played in the pros?
I treat them all the same. All the big games the same to me. It doesn't matter if it was high school for me, whether it was college or anything like that, whether it was a game that's going to get us into the playoffs. I think the mindset of it just changes a little bit because you know you don't have another game if you go out there and you don't accomplish the goal.
Grody, he said something else on Tuesday about kind of just exhibiting, I don't have it in front of me, but it was something to the level of just exhibiting that arrogant confidence on the field. And I like that he said that because it is that whole thing of completing that 46-yard overtime touchdown pass to DJ Moore where he sticks his hands in his hand warmer as soon as the ball is delivered. And it's just, it's that really, really contagious belief that other guys are like, hell yeah, that guy's on our side, right? And so Caleb will bring that to Saturday night, and that's valuable to Saturday night. Now, I do think, and you can chime in here, that there's just a level of consistency throughout 60 minutes and four quarters that he's got to show to meet this particular playoff moment that's going to have to be really, really sharp for the Bears to have another week beyond this. But I do think that Caleb knows how to get himself in the right headspace. Now he's just got to get himself capable of being very consistent with his play.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity health and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.